I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore News Now. The AP is reporting the owner of a Beverly Pizza Parlor lied about the number of employees he had to fraudulently obtain more than $660,000 in federal coronavirus relief funds, then used some of the money to buy and stock an alpaca farm in Vermont. Salem News is reporting, despite a cold, rainy day yesterday, voters turned up at the polls at Danvers High School to vote on a number of local races. According to unofficial election results, incumbent Gardner Trask and Matthew Duggan were chosen to serve on the select board, while Robin Daugherty and Alice Marie Campbell will fill two open seats on the school committee. Itemlive.com reports that Nahant's Board of Selectmen is fighting back at claims made by Northeastern University, which say the town's motion to enact eminent domain over East Point could cost taxpayers millions. And the Gloucester Times is reporting that Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken may have two competitors in her bid for re-election in the fall. Mike Alangi of itemlive.com says Lynn Classical Girls Soccer Team celebrated senior night in style Tuesday night, shutting out crosstown rival Lynn English 5-0 at Manning Field. Second straight shutout victory for the Rams. Weather, light rain today, high near 50. I'm Rick Moore with North Shore News Now.